What's going on, everybody? Happy Monday. It's your host, Justin Vandehey, here at the Assassins Podcast. Every Monday, breaking it down, doing Monday morning quarterback, highlighting those organizations that raised their seed, pre-seed, Series A rounds of financing. Going to highlight one of those companies, go a little deeper on the business that they're building. But before we do so, want to kick it off with a couple of notable rounds. Starting with Grub Market, $120 million round, supplies farm fresh food online at affordable prices. Bunch of folks in this one, 301 Apera Capital, Tiger Global, Flatfile, a $50 million round. They're a provider of data onboarding platform used to import, map, and normalize customer data. That's Afore Capital, Gradient Ventures, Workday Ventures, GV Scale, and Tiger Global again in that one. Kumo.ai, an $18 million Series A. That's a SaaS AI platform that helps anyone in any organization tackle predictive problems in a business. Stacked around here with A Capital Ventures, Frank Slootman, Kevin Hartz, Michael Stoppelman, Ron Conway, and Sequoia Capital, as well as SV Angel in that one. We've got Reggie.ai, a $10 million Series A. Shout out to my boy Rocco Savage. What Reggie's building is a SaaS platform that helps users create sales and marketing content. That was led by Day One Ventures, Foundation Capital, Scale Venture Partners, and South Park Commons. And last but not least, Artly Coffee, an $8 million Series A. They're developing a robot barista that learns various coffee making techniques from human baristas. Excited to get into that one today. SV Tech Ventures, Amino Capital, LDV Partners, and Aim Top Ventures. Awesome show lined up. All right, without further ado, Assassins, giddy up. See them dollar signs, assassins, state of mind, assassins, state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs way above the bottom line, assassins, state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs, assassins, state of mind, assassins, state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs way above the bottom line, assassins, state of mind. They say money over everything, everything, gauge in the game. Shopping for a wedding ring, salary, startups, crypto, stock exchange. Appreciate every penny, pocket change. One phone call and your life can change. What's your love language? Can't do business if it ain't reciprocated. Closing deals on a daily, weekly, monthly. Real recognize, real you dudes is acting funny. Don't waste our time, time is money. Every second generating revenue. Ups and downs, you ain't rode the waves, we do. Broke as a joke. Now we laughing at you. Blessed, like I said, I chew. Assassins, kill every day, catching deja vu. Hustle, grind. Assassin, state of mind. Hustle, grind. See them dollar signs, assassin, state of mind.
Had to let that one breathe a little bit.
Money morning quarterback, welcome back in. Get a little caffeine in your veins. You know, coffee is for closers. And we're all about closers here on the Assassins Podcast, which is why I'm excited to highlight a company called Artly Coffee, based in Seattle. Last week, announced an $8 million Series A, led by SV Tech Ventures, Amino Capital, LDV Partners, and Aim Top Ventures. What Artly Coffee is doing is setting out to make the perfect cup of coffee. And the way that they do that is through an AI-powered machine that uses computer vision and algorithms that's guiding a robotic arm to monitor the drink quality of coffee. And the coffee is damn good. I've had it. It's really, really good. And the exciting thing about the business, already they've got 5 retail locations across the West Coast. They're going to look to expand with this recent round of financing. But as you can imagine, there are a number of operational efficiencies in having a robot prepare your coffee. The robotic arm itself precisely monitors the level of espresso it's putting in. It can also multitask. This sounds like Dwight Schrute versus the machine here, but it's pretty remarkable. And again, the advantage of not having to deal with staff is that they're not falling sick. They're not taking leave. The robot, for maintenance purposes, just needs to be refilled and cleaned. And again, it can multitask. It can handle collecting data about consumer traffic. So it's getting all this information to more effectively operate as a robotic barista. Artly sources and roasts its own coffee beans, which is pretty cool. The stores they're running are already profitable. They announced a killer partnership with the clothing retailer Muji in Portland. And the business that they're going after is a really, really big one. So there's a couple nuances to robotic coffee. There's automated kiosks. There's automated kiosks with robots. And then there's barista bots. There's like a couple segments in sort of coffee preparation automation, which feels like a very specific market. But the coffee industry overall in the United States is a $50.7 billion industry. I think there's a couple trends, though, that are working in automation's favor here. As I'm sure most listeners are aware, there's been worker shortages. There's been an increasing interest in contactless service with COVID and everything else that we've been facing for the last 2-3 years. And I think what's particularly interesting about Artly's position on this is that they claim to be pioneering the fourth wave of coffee, which I guess the third phase was focused on quality and small batches. And what Artly's trying to do is make it more accessible and affordable. And the automation is allowing them to do that. The solution is not cheap for sure. Each robotic arm is roughly around $20,000. There's a couple of other estimates I noted from some of their competitors. Brigo estimated cost of their solution was around $50,000. And in either case, it's exciting because it looks like the team is expanding and scaling pretty effectively. They opened their first store in May of 2021 in Portland, and they've already opened 3 more in the Bay Area. A little bit more about the team. Meng Wang, CEO of Artly, experience in automation. He sold his last company, Orbeez, to Amazon. Ben Chen, his co-founder, she was the technical product manager of robotics there. And then lastly, they've got some coffee expertise in the house. Daniel Lee, former district manager for Starbucks, is now serving as their VP of retail and business operations. So they've got a really strong team that has knowledge in robotics and someone that clearly knows the coffee industry. Looking at the competitive space, Artly is clearly positioning itself as a specialty coffee maker, competing with the likes of Blue Bottle and Stumptown. On the automation side, I noted a couple of companies here. It looks like it's still pretty fragmented. I'm assuming it's just expensive to produce these robots, so the financing that Artly raises is definitely going to go a long way. Just a couple of other notable companies that compete in Artly's space. Barney Barista out of Switzerland, Broby out of Portland, Oregon. Cafe X, I've experienced that one personally. SFO Terminal 3, they've got a spot. Robo Coffee, My App Cafe. There's a whole list of these. I also noted a company called Picnic, which I thought was kind of cool, out of Seattle. They're a robotic pizza maker. So I think you're just starting to see, again, a general trend toward more automation in the food services space. And it'll be interesting, again, on an ethical level. I think what the founding team in Meng Wang mentioned is that they believe that they're not eliminating these service-based jobs and just enabling people to be more effective. But it'll be interesting to see what happens as automation starts to make its way into spaces like your local barista. But again, in either case, big shout out to the team at Artly. Go ahead and get yourself a nice warm cup of coffee for closing that round. Excited to see what y'all do next. All right, that is a wrap. Money Morning Quarterback in the books. Again, big shout out to the team at Artly. We've got a big week coming up here at the Assassins Podcast. This Friday, 2 incredible guests, one being the godmother of Silicon Valley, talking about her startup, how she is redefining early stage childhood education. You're going to want to tune in for that one. A couple thought pieces coming out on the site. I've also got something pretty cool I'm cooking with Chris Yeh, so be on the lookout for that. We'll be releasing that over the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, appreciate y'all tuning in. Keep hustling, keep grinding, and keep getting that money. Assassin state of mind. Hustle, grind. See them dollar signs. Assassin state of mind. Assassin state of mind. Hustle, grind. See them dollar signs way above the bottom line. Assassin state of mind. Hustle, grind. See them dollar signs. Assassin state of mind. Assassin state of mind. Hustle, grind.
grind. See them dollar signs way above the bottom line. Assassin state of mind. They say money over everything. Everything gauge in the game. Shopping for a wedding ring. Salaries, startups, crypto, stock exchange. Appreciate every penny. Pocket change. One phone call and your life can change. What's your love language? Can't do business if it ain't reciprocated.